Hey everyone, are you ready to dive into something really cool today? We're going to be talking about how we might be interacting with technology in the future and like, get this, it's going to be really hands-on, but without using any controllers.
No controllers. How's that going to work?
Well, that's what's so cool about all this. It's called bridged reality.
Bridged reality.
Yeah, bridged reality. It's straight out of Keio University over in Japan. And basically, they're trying to like, totally blur the lines between, you know, the real world and the digital world. Have you ever seen those 3D scanners? The ones that create those, what are they called? Point clouds.
Point clouds. Vaguely. Are those the things that make video game graphics look so real?
Kind of. So imagine taking like a bazillion photos of something all at the same time from every single angle. You capture every little detail, every nook and cranny in 3D.
Right.
So that's basically what a point cloud is. Except with bridged reality, they're using them to let you actually touch and move virtual objects.
Really?
Yeah.
It's wild.
Okay, that's super cool and all, but wouldn't that take like a crazy amount of computing power? I mean, even loading a simple website on my computer can take forever sometimes.
Right, you'd think so, but that's what's so amazing about what these researchers have come up with.
Okay, now you've got me interested. So how does it actually work?
So picture this. You're standing in front of this giant holographic screen. And behind the scenes, there's this motion sensor that's tracking your every move.
Okay.
But here's the really cool part. Instead of trying to like analyze every single point in that massive point cloud, which would probably take years, they created this thing called a hidden graph.
A hidden graph. Yeah, I know, right? When I first read that, I thought of like a treasure map or something, but it's actually way cooler. Think of it kind of like this. It's like the system knows where your hand is going to go before you even move it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. It can see the future of my hand movements.
Uh-huh. Not quite, but in a way, yeah. So it uses this shortcut, this hidden graph, so it doesn't have to like constantly crunch numbers to figure out if you're touching this virtual object.
Oh, love that.
And that's how they make the whole interaction like crazy fast and smooth.
Wow, that's actually really smart. You know, it kind of makes sense, though. Our brains are always anticipating what's going to happen next. It's like they applied that same idea, but with technology.
You got it. And to really test this whole thing out, the researchers put together this really cool demo, a holographic teddy bear.
Oh, come on, a teddy bear.
I know, right? But there's more. They didn't just stop there. They actually projected this virtual teddy bear onto two different holographic displays.
Okay.
One was set up so you could, like, get up close and personal with the teddy bear, you know, really get in its face.
Okay.
And then they put the other one further away to see how people interacted with it from a distance.
Interesting. So it's like they were researching how our sense of personal space changes in this digital world.
Exactly. And get this, they found that kids just totally got it. They just walk right up to this virtual teddy bear and start poking at it, totally unfazed.
Well, yeah, kids these days think everything's a touchscreen.
Right. But here's the kicker. The adults were a totally different story. They were all hesitant, like they were afraid to break the hologram or something.
Isn't that interesting? It really makes you wonder, like, have we just become so used to, you know, the limitations of technology? Have we been trained to just accept that we can't reach out and touch something that isn't really there?
It's like we forgot how to play.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But what's exciting about this technology is that it's showing us that these barriers are quickly disappearing.
And this is like way bigger than just playing around with a virtual teddy bear. I mean, imagine what this could mean for something like teleconferencing.
Oh, absolutely.
Instead of those tiny little video calls, you could actually feel like you're in the same room with someone, even if they're like on the other side of the world.
Yeah. The possibilities with this tech are huge. Just think about fields like medicine. Surgeons could use bridged reality to interact with 3D models of organs before they have to do some crazy procedure.
What?
Or even in education. Students could like explore ancient ruins. Or check out the human body.
Yeah.
All in a totally immersive way.
It'd be like the coolest history lesson ever, walking through like a Roman forum without leaving the classroom.
Exactly. And what I think is so exciting about this is how it could open up these kinds of experiences to way more people.
Totally.
You don't need some expensive headset. You don't need any fancy equipment. It's just you. Open space. And your own two hands.
I love that. Making this kind of tech accessible to everybody. But okay, ready for this. One more thing that completely blew my mind when I was reading about this research. So they found that people naturally wanted to use not just their hands to mess with these holographic objects, but their feet too.
Oh yeah, that's so wild,
right? It's crazy.
It makes you think differently about how we interact with technology.
Hmm.
we're always using our hands, but like, what about the rest of our body?
Right. What if the future of tech isn't about just what we can do with our hands, but with our whole bodies, like moving and interacting in ways we never even thought of before? It just opens up a whole new world of possibilities. And honestly, I can't wait to see where it goes.
Me neither. It's an exciting time to be thinking about the future. And with these innovations like bridge reality leading the way, I think we're well on our way to a world where, you know, what's real and what's digital, they all just blend together.
I love it. So next time you find yourself reaching out to touch a hologram, just remember, you might be getting a sneak peek of what's right around the corner.